Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going to try something new. So I'm going to try this for a couple of weeks and see what you think. I also have the link that I talk about in this podcast. I have it created, so it is in the show notes if you want to send me a question. And with that, I will just dive in and let's do this thing. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, it's Tammy here. Okay. So I know this is not my usual podcast dropping day, but I'm going to try something a little different. I've been wanting to try this for a while. So growing up, I read Dear Abby, and I remember as like an 11-year-old reading her stuff and just loving it. And I always wanted a Dear Abby column. I always wanted something like that. And I was like, you know what? I get questions all the time. I get questions in my email through DMs, and I answer them to the, you know, when they send me the question. When you send me questions, I respond to you. If I don't, like, ping me again, because it means I didn't see it. But I was thinking, I was like, some of these questions are so good that I know that there's more of you that want to hear the answers, that some of these questions come up over and over. And I also just thought it would be a little bit fun. So instead of Dear Abby, I was thinking, it's the 21st century. So why don't we do like, Hey Tammy. So this is our first episode of Hey Tammy. And I'm thinking like, Wednesdays or Thursdays, I'll drop the questions, the podcast. And so the biggest thing, though, is this one's audience participation. I need you guys to send me questions. I'll do this for a couple of weeks and we'll see. Do you guys like it? Do you not? Is it fun? You know, is it helpful? Most importantly. So I got a question. And this is from a client of mine. I'm going to call her Susie. Susie is a people pleaser. She is such a beautiful soul. She is so helpful, so impactful. She has so much wisdom. She's ambitious. She's kind. She is an amazing woman. And the question she had, she sent me a message and she's like, Tammy, is it all that bad to be a people pleaser? And I was like, well, it is. And the reason why, because one of the things that you see my daughter's stuff in the back there. Sorry. I know if you're listening to podcasts, you don't see my messy car, but I'm sitting at gymnastics. No, tumbling. I'm sitting at tumbling. There's a difference, I've been told. So I'm sitting at tumbling and I'm recording this in my car. But back to Susie and her question is, and so let me talk about what it is to be a people pleaser and why I don't think it's actually honoring to God at all. Why I think that it is a stress response, another way to look at it. One thing is, I don't think it's honoring to who God created you to be. Are we called to be compassionate? Are we called to be servants? And that was her premise, is like, you know, like, we're called to serve others. We're called to be the light of the world and to help. So why is being a people pleaser so wrong. And so this is my response. This is my answer. Is that the idea of serving others is not wrong. But when we know who God created us to be, when we know what our fears are, our strengths are, our weaknesses are, when we are able to say a powerful yes and a powerful no, we are able to walk in obedience easier. We're able to make our thoughts and our dreams and our desires and our goals and our visions, our priorities, our goals, our values, all the things, we're able to align them with God's easier. When we know who God's called us to be, and we know where our strengths are, and we serve in our strengths, when we serve and we know that doing this is what God created me to do, instead of saying yes to everything that comes your way, it allows for margin. It allows for others to step up, even though they may be nervous, or maybe they don't step up as quickly as you do. But when you stop being a people pleaser and you really get honoring and quiet with God about how He wants you to show up, how He wants you to respond to people, how He's wired you to respond, and listen to what your heart is saying, instead of just acting because it makes other people happy, because it's easy, because you can do it easily, and you know, it's just easier for me to do it myself. All the excuses we give because we don't want to let people down, because we want to serve, we're called to serve. God's burden is light. His yoke is not heavy. And we become people pleasers. It becomes heavy because it's taking from the people in your life who are your responsibility, who are yours to impact and yours to serve. And so when you blindly just people please and say yes to everything and not put margin or boundaries around how you serve, how you respond, how you act, the things that you do, the way you set up your schedule, and if you put yourself and you put your family behind making someone else happy, I don't believe it's honoring to God. I don't believe it's honoring to yourself and how God wired you. And so if you think about it this way, when you are saying yes just because the no is hard, you are one, not allowing someone else who may be a little bit nervous or may just be waiting. There may be an introvert and are waiting for space to be able to speak up. You're not allowing them the gift of serving. Two is you're not allowing yourself that space, that privilege of serving in a way that is unique to you. And also it's stealing time, our precious time, our most valuable resource, time, that wasn't yours to give them. So when you look at people pleasing as a way, as more of a stress response and a way that is not honoring to who God created you to be, it is easier to say no. It's easier to step back and ask yourself and ask God, do you want me to do this? Is this for me? And I have friends and I have clients. And Susie, I know you're listening because you tell me you listen. But know that you can say no and still be compassionate and caring. You cannot be a people pleaser and still be a servant at heart and still serve others. The idea that doing things simply because other people want you to, or because you don't know how to say no, or you don't know better options, or you're not giving yourself the margin to rest, or you're afraid that if you say no to somebody, you're going to hurt their feelings, that is a tragic tragic life. It is not, you're not going to see how God created you and how he wants you to be able to feel like how you serve is aligned with your gifts and your talents. So I hope that helped. And I hope that everyone listening has a better understanding of why people pleasing is not God honoring, why it's not in our best interest, and it's actually not as helpful as we may think. So that is our first Hey Tammy. I would love for you to send me your questions. Ask me anything. Let's talk. Let's get creative. I don't know what questions you have, but I'm sure they're fun. I'm sure that they're insightful, and I'm sure that you're not the only one with the question. So I would appreciate it if you sent me your questions. Since I'm just making this video, I don't have a form filled out right now, but by the time this episode airs next week, I will make sure that there is a little link in the show notes that you could easily send me your question. You can do it anonymously, or you can give me your name. But let's just have fun with this, and let's get some of our questions answered, and help me fulfill a lifelong dream of having a column called Hey Tammy. So with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you. Bye for now.